listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I am so thrilled to have a sweet friend of mine in studio today, Diana Smith, who is a well-known health and fitness blogger, also a graphic designer. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, I'm excited.
So your life has completely changed in the last, what, year and a half?
Yeah, about 2 years from the beginning.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. What? First, give us a little bit of background on you and where you were 2 years ago.
2 years ago, I was just really low self-esteem, wanting to change my weight, but not really sure where to start. And my younger brother returned home from a mission in Africa, and he lost 100 pounds. And I thought, if he can do it, I can do it too.
So you were overweight. Mm-hmm. You were, honestly, I remember the first time I met you at an event. And where you are now, you are virtually unrecognizable. You look like a completely different person, not yeah. just physically, but I feel like your presence is different. Yeah. Do you feel that as well?
Oh, completely. I'm way more or less worried about how I look and more worried about, you know, if I'm enjoying myself and having a good time and getting to know people and it's not holding me back anymore.
How did you do it? Because there are so many people, I'm sure there are so many of our listeners that struggle with weight loss mm-hmm. and self-identity. And how were you able to take that first step and then just keep going and going and going to where you are now?
Yeah. I mean, many times in the past I've tried and stopped and, you know, it's something that we all go through. But this time around it was different because I knew that if I stopped, nothing good would be coming from it. I would just stay the same. So how I did it was really just rewarding myself without food, sticking to goals and making small goals so that I would be rewarded much quicker than, you know, say, hey, lose 50 pounds, which can take a long time. I did it where I would reward myself with a new shirt, something that was a little bit smaller than what I was used to wearing. And then when I'd fit into it, I'd say, okay, I want to get even smaller. And that was even more rewarding.
You've lost like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
100 pounds. Yeah. That is no small feat.
Yeah.
What was it like when you stepped on the scale that day that you lost 100 pounds?
That was probably the most rewarding days of the whole weight loss journey, because when you lose weight, especially that much, your brain kind of takes a while to catch up with your body and you still see, you know, a 50 pound heavier person in the mirror. But when I stepped on the scale and saw, you know, I'd lost 100 pounds, it was kind of like all those emotions just caught up at me in one moment. And I realized I had done it.
Well, there's a great quote from Susan B. Tanner, a former Young Women General President. And she talks about how the scriptures declare that our body is a temple. Do you feel like you started looking at yourself as a temple and started looking at your body and your life differently?
Oh, definitely. I've kind of just realized how wonderful our bodies are. Before, I didn't really take care of it at all. I just ate whatever I wanted, didn't exercise. And now that I've realized what our bodies are capable of, I want to take advantage of that. And we only get one body, and I want to make the most of it. Especially since I wanted to have another child. Both my pregnancies were pretty unhealthy. And for me to be able to give my unborn child a healthy place to grow was probably the most rewarding thing I could have done for myself and for the future of my life.
So you lost 100 pounds and now you are expecting in July with
yes.
another little girl.
Uh-huh.
How has this pregnancy been so different from your previous two?
Oh, 180. I mean, I think my doctor thinks I'm kind of psycho because I'm more worried than he is. But when you're terrified of getting on the scale because, you know, your weight's heavy or you have to take your blood pressure several times because it's just too high, and being gestational diabetes, that's terrifying. But this time around, my doctor has no concerns. He's kind of just like, you should probably eat some cake.
And I'm like, get into that craving a little bit,
like,
girl.
Oh,
that's something you don't hear from
don't
your doctor
tell me
every
that.
Day.
But I'm just excited because I don't have to worry about those things that I did before. So
I think something that a lot of people have identified with your story and why it has taken off so much is because you're very real about it. You're not like, hey, I'm perfect and I ate a salad with no dressing today. I ate lettuce only all day long and ran 6 miles. You're like, hey, I just ate Costa Vida last night. Yeah. I just saw that on your Instagram feed. And you know what? I'm not perfect. And I indulge every once in a while. But it's all about
balance.
Balance. Yeah. Absolutely.
I honestly believe that our bodies are meant to live the word of wisdom. It's basically what I'm doing is, you know, abstaining from those things are not good for my body and balancing the unhealthy with the healthy, because how can you not have, you know, cookies and ice cream? It's just life, but you can't have it every day. And that's what I do.
You absolutely have a glow about you, and I completely do. I've said that before, that you're just so glow nice. Now.
Well, I'm pregnant, so.
In it, well, and that's doubly, you know, you're double glowing in here. The whole studio is glowing. But what would you say to those people who are so anxious to take that very first step or put on those running shoes for the very first time or step away from the trans fat?
I would say to, you know, take it slow. Don't expect that you're going to lose 10 pounds the first month. You might, and if you do, great. But if you don't worry about it. Running worked for me. Running doesn't work for everybody. If walking works for you because you can't run, that's perfect. Just start to ease into it. Don't go gung-ho because I've done that before and it burns you out. Just balance your life from the good and the bad, and it will happen.
How do you think this has changed your eternal perspective?
Oh, I know that I'm more than just, before it was just my mind was constantly putting myself down. I know that was Satan telling me, you're ugly, you're fat, you're not good enough. Where now I've realized that I have so much more to offer than just, you know, the way I look. And I'm more willing to be a better mom, a better wife, a better member of the church, because I have so many things that are not holding me back that were before.
And tell us the name of your blog and where people can find you also on social media.
My blog is livylove.com. And on Instagram, I'm at Livy, L-I-V-Y, loves to run.
And you do love to run.
I do.
I am so proud of you and all your accomplishments. I just have like friend pride. I'm just beaming. So, Diana Smith, thank you so much for joining us in studio today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.